KBOO Portland.
Thanks for tuning in to the Portland Resistance Calendar Eclipse Edition. My name is Vijay. Here are some activist events happening over the next week, starting today, Friday, August 18th. For more information, visit kboo.fm/resist. If you need to look into the future, check out kboo.fm/resist/August. I must thank two folks who make this happen, Ismoon, who finds the majority of the events, and Joe Frazier, who shares the majority of photos that accompany the blogcast. Would you like to support the Portland Resistance Calendar? Contact Matthew Bristow at underwriting@kboo.org for more information. There are a number of ongoing art and historical exhibits. More information on the blogcast page, kboo.fm/resist/August18. There is a winter clothing drive for Afghanistan. Winter is bitter cold there, and the U.S. is still at war with them. You can donate warm items and toiletries through Saturday, that's tomorrow, at 2 p.m. Make those donations at the Islamic Center of Portland, 10323 Southwest 43rd. There's a week-long screening of Whose Streets. It's an unflinching account of the Ferguson uprising after the police killing of Michael Brown, as told by the people who lived it. It begins tonight, Friday the 18th, at the Hollywood Theater. And Monday the 21st marks the beginning of Support Black-Owned Restaurants Week. It's happening all over Portland. Go to iloveblackfood.com for all the details. So today, Friday, August 18th, from 5 to 9 p.m., there is the Eclipse Edition Propaganda Party for all your propaganda needs. It takes place at the Paragon Arts Gallery, 815 North Killingsworth. Portland's Resistance will be holding a nonviolent rally and march in solidarity with the community of Charlottesville after last week's tragedies. They're calling it Eclipse Hate, Solidarity with Charlottesville. It's 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Salmon Street Fountain. Saturday the 19th, there is a bystander intervention workshop, 9 a.m. to noon at Tabor Space, 5441 Southeast Belmont. The regular third Saturday Hughes Memorial Community Service and Feed-In takes place at Hughes Memorial United Methodist Church, 111 Northeast Failing, at 10 a.m. Millennio.org is doing their Basics of Photojournalism workshop at 10 a.m., but the location has changed. It's now taking place at the Mount Hood Community College Small Business Development Center, 484 Southeast 187th at Stark. The Tax March folks have put together a new rally called Not One Penny, No Tax Cuts for Millionaires. Seems fair to me. 11 a.m. to noon at the Edith Green Federal Building, 1220 Southwest 3rd, across from the Terry Shrunk Plaza. KBOO is having its annual book and record sale on Saturday. It's noon to 6 p.m. at Cider Riot, Northeast Cooch and 8th. The first of two Jade Night Markets is happening 5 to 10 p.m. at PCC Southeast, Southeast Division and 82nd. You'll find the Democratic Party of Oregon and Community Alliance of Tenants there, among other organizations. There's a film screening of Nowhere to Hide, about Iraq and the situation on the ground from the perspective of an Iraqi male nurse. It's a benefit for KBOO, 7 to 9 p.m., Clinton Street Theater, Southeast 26th and Clinton. Finally, on Saturday, there are two punk rock shows. The first is Solidarity with Charlottesville. It's a benefit for Charlottesville resistance victims as well as local political prisoner support. That's 8 to 11 p.m. at Blackwater, Northeast 9th and Broadway. The second is a benefit punk show for the Blue Mountains Biodiversity Project. That's also 8 to 11 p.m. at a new venue, the Cobra Lounge, 2027 Northeast MLK. Sunday, August 20th, the second Impact Your Health Clinic is happening. Free medical, dental, and vision care, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Portland Adventist Academy, 1500 Southeast 96th. Walk with refugees and immigrants for a mile. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., meet at the East Portland Neighborhood Office, 1017 Northeast 117th. And finally, on Sunday, the Stop Police Brutality, Am I Next? Rally is happening from 6 to 9 p.m. at Terry Shrunk Plaza. Before you know it, it's Monday the 21st, Eclipse Day, a day rivaled only by Y2K for dire predictions. Astrologers suggest that eclipses signify change. I like that. I'm all for that. On Monday, a number of Black-owned restaurants will have eclipse specials. Check out iloveblackfood.com for all the details. The Clinton Street Resistance are doing their usual free movie and benefit. This time it's Woodstock, 3 days of peace and music, and it's a benefit for Meals on Wheels. 7 p.m., Clinton Street Theater, Southeast 26th and Clinton. Tuesday, August 22nd, is the last public hearing to stop North America's largest crude oil export terminal. If approved, the Tesoro Savage crude oil export terminal will handle up to 360,000 barrels of oil a day and bring four more explosive oil trains per day through the Columbia River Gorge. Many environmental organizations see that as a problem. If you do too, there's an event. It's called Last Train Final Hearing for Tesoro Savage. It's 12 noon to 9 p.m. at the Clark College at Columbia Tech Center in Vancouver. On Wednesday, August 23rd, Bring It to the Table is a film screening and discussion about reaching across the divide. It starts at 7:30 at the Old Liberty Theater in Ridgefield, Washington. Skipping a few days to Saturday, August 26th, Stand Up for Equality is a rally about love. 10 a.m., Esther Short Park, Vancouver. Start a Conversation, the Stand Up for Racial Justice August Door Knock is here. It's 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. Meet up at the Hollywood Senior Center, 1820 Northeast 40th. And finally, the last event, on Sunday, August 27th, the Beloved Community Forum welcomes the Executive Director of the Western States Center. She will talk about the kind of world she's working for and offer us some guiding questions to do the same. That's 5 to 8 p.m. The new location for that is the Southminster Presbyterian Church in Beaverton. That's this week ending on Sunday, August 27th. There's so much more on the blogcast page. As you well know, tune in next Friday for another week of activism in and around Portland. For more information, that address again, kboo.fm/resist. This week's podcast episode is at kboo.fm/resist/August18. Why go there? Well, a printable events list for one, links to more information about all of these for another. This has been Vijay coming to you from the KBOO World Headquarters in beautiful Portland, Oregon. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
This is Norman Solomon saying that you're listening to non-commercial, listener-sponsored, volunteer-driven community radio, KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM.
This podcast was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon, KBOO.FM. Thanks for listening. KBOO.